Well, yeah, but we had snow back then, though.
We did. This year might be a little bit different for the people heading downtown for our ball drop. So, unfortunately, we don't have snow, but it doesn't happen that often. So, we might as well enjoy it and know that they aren't going to be this way every year.
But you know what? That might actually bring more people downtown because it won't be cold and snowy and icy. So why don't you explain kind of what your department is gearing up for? You do every year,
yep.
You know, to keep everybody safe, and there's kind of some rules that we all have to follow.
Sure. Like you said, I think we expect a big crowd this year because of the weather, and it's not going to be overly cold like it has in years past, and with no snow, I mean, the travel's a little bit easier. So we hope we have a lot of people that show up, and we hope people follow the rules that we have that are downtown because it is a family-friendly event, the ball drop. And we just ask that people don't have the open alcohol there after the social district. And, of course, the social district rules need to be followed, which means the alcohol has to be purchased at the participating places downtown. But after 10 o'clock, no open alcohol whatsoever. So we just ask that people adhere to that. We've had trouble in the past with people throwing, you know, champagne bottles and things like that up in the air and into the crowd, causing some pretty severe injuries. So we ask that you don't bring anything open down there and just keep everybody safe. And we hope everybody has a good time and make sure you have a designated driver as well.
Describe for me, you know, when I was there as a student, we didn't have a social district. You know, we couldn't do anything.
Yep.
Legally, alcohol-wise, but kind of outline that for people who may not know, where is it prohibited, where is it allowed, and you know, mentioned 10 o'clock is a cutoff, right?
Sure, yeah. You can't have any open alcohol when you're on any public area in the streets, sidewalks, all that kind of stuff. You know, there's plenty of bars downtown you can enjoy a beverage and just keep it inside. That's what we ask. And we'll have extra patrol on, kind of keeping an eye out for that, too.
That was a bit, my next question is, your patrols. I know in the past you've had patrols on, officers on bikes and, skateboards. Well, not quite skateboards, but you have people on foot, right?
Lunch trays. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that was me. Lunch tray was
that might be, it might be a new one this year.
I wish I had one of those. I would bring one to you on Friday or, Sunday night. I would bring one to you.
So we could have a race down the hill there? Yeah, no. Yeah, so we do have extra officers there. There should be quite a few officers downtown on foot, or there will be for sure. And we also have some extra road patrol cars as well, just making sure that people are not drinking and driving and that kind of thing too. So just know that we're going to be around. If anybody needs anything, of course, they can call 911 or the station here, but just you can snag one of those officers that's downtown too. So we just hope we aren't going to have any problems. We don't normally have too big issues on New Year's Eve, but you never know.
Last question. Road closures, what areas can people not be in? I imagine the barricades will give us a hint.
Yep. I believe it's still just the 100 block of West Washington Street there.
Okay.
You know, it's closed at 3rd and Front. So, yeah.
Very good. Anything else before we close the interview, Chief, that you want to let people know about?
No, we just hope everybody goes down there and has a good time and follows the rules that we have. And just, like I said, we expect a big crowd this year, and we're kind of looking forward to it. It's a different type of year this year with no snow. It's just a little odd.
It really is, and I truly wish, Chief, I had a lunch tray. I would definitely bring one to the station.
That would be awesome. All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yep, have a good day.